Well, it's Wednesday evening. It's Wednesday evening, about almost 8 o'clock. I just finished eating supper, and I thought I'd finish the tape off here. I got to get a letter off to Bobby yet and the kids tonight, or a tape. And I went down to work this afternoon and spent most of the afternoon down there working. And I got two additional duties that I, one of them is a sponsorship officer. I write letters to the, or I don't write them, but I send out a package of materials telling about the base and the job and that kind of stuff to new people that are coming into the squadron. And it's not much to it, except it's a pain in the neck, mostly because we don't know who's coming half the time. We get names, and then I have to go up to personnel and find out where they're coming from, and I find half of them are canceled, and then there's a bunch more that I didn't find out about before, and it's just a like I say, not much to it. It's just a kind of a time-consuming thing, and for a couple hours a week, and it's sort of a pain in the neck. Other than that, there isn't. My other job is I'm supposed to be the be the expert on a piece of equipment that we use in the squadron, which is just an additional duty that, and so I'm writing a study guide for that. And next week I'm going to get to go up to one of the other bases that has the same job as we do and see how they do their stuff, which is kind of nice. I'll be able to get out of here for about 3 days, and I'm looking real forward to that. I'm going to play Coup, which is up in the Central Highlands. And I got a couple friends up there that, Bill Shelton, who lives across the street from me, and in Cheyenne is there, and also Lee Weber, who was in the Cheyenne also. So I'll be looking forward to seeing them. And hasn't been very exciting here. In fact, it's kind of dull. We don't still got quite a few people in the squadron, and some of them are starting to go home now. There's an overlap kind of between the new guys that are coming in and the ones that are going home, so we're actually overmanned. And so we don't fly near as much as we could. We've been flying about 3 times a week, and I imagine in another month it'll pick up to about 4 times, which will be nice because it gets pretty dull just sitting around not doing anything. I don't know if Bobby told you or not, but last month I called and talked to the kids for about a minute each, and it was real enjoyable, except that I had difficulty hearing them. I didn't get through till fairly late. I guess it was around, it was after 9 o'clock, and Bobby had put them to bed already. And Kathy was sleeping, so when I talked to her, she just kind of mumbled, and I don't really think she remembered much about it. She said, Bobby said she asked her the next morning if I called last night and if she talked to me. So I could hardly hear her, though, at all. But it was nice to talk to him anyway for just a few minutes. I guess I'm about due to make my call this month again pretty soon. Looking forward to it, of course, but I doubt if I'll talk to the kids this time. I'll probably wait and talk to them again next month. The weather over here has been miserably hot in the last couple of weeks. I guess pretty soon we'll be going into a transition period for the rainy season in another month or so, but it's really getting hot now, and I think it's giving me a cold. I got last couple times I flew, they were on fairly late briefing, so that we had to pre-flight the airplane around midday. And you get out there and in the airplane, and I don't know what temperature it is in there, but by the time you take off, while you're just about, your clothes are just about wet with perspiration, then you get up in the air and it's cool. and I think I might be coming down with a cold. I felt kind of lousy the last 3-4 days, but I imagine it'll go away one of these days, pretty soon anyway, I hope. Haven't any idea yet what kind of assignment I'll get when I go back, or where it'll be, rather. The Air Force is kind of slow in that respect over here. They, and especially now with the big cutbacks and everything that they're having, why everything's in kind of a mess. The guys are generally getting their assignments about 4 months before they go home, so I suppose I'll get mine around July or August, somewhere around there. And it'd be nice to know before I went in R&R anyway, then Bobby and I could talk things over and figure out how we're going to work it and so forth. But I don't really have too much hope. I might get it by then. I hope so anyway. I got a letter from Sandy the other day that was really something. And I'll tell you what it says here. She says the other night she was asking Mom if it's all right if she could go out with this one boy. And she goes on to say that he's kind of like a farmer and he owns horses and cattle. And she met him out at the stables. And then she said, she says, Mom says it's up to me. And she says, if you don't want me to, I won't. But I want to real bad. And I like him and he likes me. She says, we'll probably go to the movies or Kings or the Owl Inn if I can go out. She says, they aren't the kind of boys that drink or use drugs. They only chew tobacco. That was really something. But don't tell her I told you that now, because she might not appreciate that at all. But I thought that was pretty cute. Anyway. But I saw that and I really roared. Bobby put a note in. She says, if you're feeling depressed, this ought to really cheer you up. And it did. I thought that was really, really funny in the Dickens. Some of the things that the kids write on their letters and say on the tapes are really a scream, I'll tell you. I'm saving some of the tapes, not all of them, the ones that the kids made, but at least some of them. And I think it'll be fun to listen to them later on, and also the letters that they write. But they come out with some of the darndest things you ever heard, and they're really quite enjoyable, most of them. Hey, when you come to Wyoming, you're going to have to get Bobby to take you out to Crystal or Granite to do some fishing. I know the fish aren't very big out there, but it's better than nothing anyway. She went out by herself last summer, so that'd be a good thing for you guys to do. Sure wish I could do some right now. I haven't done any for for a long time, and I'd sure like to. Some of the bases located on the coast, they do get to go fishing, you know, out in the South China Sea. But around here, there's nothing except some rivers which are horribly dirty and polluted and muddy, and the fishing, it wouldn't be safe to go, probably. I don't know if it would or not, but it's not worth even thinking about here. But I sure could eat some of those Wyoming trout right now, I'll tell you for sure. Well, I see the tape's just about all gone. I imagine this tape is like most of the ones I made, all disjointed and disconnected subjects, but I'm like you are. I forget what I was going to say when I get around to making one of these darn things, unless I take the trouble to sit down and write notes to myself, and then it probably sounds like I'm reading a book or something, so I guess you can't win for losing. But it's a pretty dull existence we lead over here, and haven't really been doing much at all except flying and a little bit of work and additional jobs that I have, and the rest of the time, it's just kind of loafing and sleeping, and I sure do a lot of reading over here, that's for sure, which is one of the things that I do enjoy about it, because I do get a chance to read a lot of good books. But all in all, that one benefit probably isn't worth the rest of it, so but that's the way it goes. So I'll say so long now, and drop me a line or send me a tape when you get a chance, and be seeing you sometime next year. Well, so long now.